The following copyrighted recording is an audio term from the Continuous Improvement Companion. It is only available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Registered users may download the MP3 version. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Welcome to our presentation on the term continuous improvement. Let's start out with a brief overview. Continuous improvement is the art of relentlessly attempting to make processes better. It is an all-the-time thing. It includes both reduction of costs, primarily through waste reduction, or the increase of sales by offering better products and services. Regardless of which side of the profit equation you emphasize, it includes a mindset that job satisfaction should come from improving one's environment. Continuous improvement has this basic tenet: you are never done making things better. As soon as something is implemented, there is already an opportunity to improve it. There is no such thing as perfect, and there is no best way to do something. There is always, always, always a better way. Continuous improvement is the umbrella term that covers many of the specific philosophies: Lean, Six Sigma, TPS, Theory of Constraints, JIT, etc. It even covers things like problem solving and hypothesis testing. Discussion. Continuous improvement is a mindset. I had a senior boss once who was a huge advocate of continuous improvement. He greatly rewarded those on his team who shared the continuous improvement mindset and constantly strove to make things better. He loved seeing big results from projects. But as soon as he saw them, instead of saying, "Great work, take the week off," he would say, "Great work, do you think we could squeeze 3% extra out of the next project?" He never let anyone rest on their laurels. He knew that what was considered a great process last year could become a mediocre one this year if there was no more improvement on it. He knew that the competition was already trying to catch up to us and pass us by. He was, fortunately, keenly aware of this himself and made jokes about it. He was also clear about what the expectations were and how he would evaluate success. Problems do arise, though, when the push for better gets confused with a lack of appreciation. Leaders should always make sure that they show gratitude for those that work for them. Continuous improvement also might buck the natural order of things in your brain. Many people need closure on things. They have trouble with the concept that they will never be complete in their journey. Imagine how you would have reacted in school if the first month an 80% was a B, but the next month it was an 82, and the following month it was an 84, and so on. If you started out as an A student with a 90%, you would soon find yourself a B student when the improvement demands caught up with you. For this reason, continuous improvement can have a demoralizing effect if leaders and workers don't address this aspect of it. Managers must take into account the effect continuous improvement has on people who have to continually get better. To accomplish this, they can make sure that successes are routinely recognized. They can acknowledge good faith efforts, even if unsuccessful, as part of the continuous improvement process. Not all efforts will be successful. One warning: make sure that rising tide results are not overly rewarded. In a great economy, sales may boom. Don't over-reward a sales team that merely matches the increase of the economy. Likewise, recognize good effort in a bad situation. That concludes this audio program of our Continuous Improvement term from the Continuous Improvement Companion. The preceding program is only available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. The MP3 version of this audio presentation is only for registered users of our site. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.